Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Gujarat State Fertilizers and Chemicals Investors Conference call hosted to discuss Q3 FY25 financial performance. This call is hosted by Anurag Services LLP on behalf of GSFC. From the management, we have Mr. S.K. Bajpai, Senior Vice President of Finance and Legal and CFO, Mr. S.V. Varma, Executive Director, AB and HRS, and other senior management members from the management. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. S.K. Bajpai, Senior Vice President of Finance and Legal and CFO from GSFC. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Okay, thank you. So we are pleased to welcome you to the earnings conference call of GSFC. We appreciate your participation in the GSFC Quarter 3 post-result conference call. I trust that you have reviewed our findings and other presentations that have been posted on our website as well as to the stock exchanges. The company demonstrated strong revenue growth, improved efficiency, higher production, and strategic product mix optimization, reinforcing its competitive position in fertilizer and industrial segment in Quarter 3 and 9 months for financial year 2024-25. If we see consolidated figures for Quarter 3 and 9 months, top-line growth of 40% YoY in Q3 and 6% in 9 months, PBT increased by 16%, and PAT increased by 13% YoY in Q3. Consolidated 9-month YoY PBT was lower by 1% and PAT by 4%, but from a standalone point of view, 9-month YoY PBT was up by 3% and PAT by 2%. If we see production and sales of fertilizers output rose by 23% YoY in Q3, around 77,000 metric tons, and 18% YoY in 9 months, that is 198,000 metric tons. Sales volume also increased by 25% in Q3, 1.254 lakh metric tons, and 5% in 9 months, that is 75,000 lakh metric tons. Basically, due to negative cost economics of DAP production, the company imported 1.27 lakh metric tons of DAP, around 758 crores of DAP to satisfy Indian DAP requirement. However, imported DAP did not provide any margin to the company. The company also faced challenges, challenging cost environment due to rising prices of essential raw materials such as sulfur, sulfuric acid, and P2O5. The P2O5 prices in Q3 had risen from $948 per metric ton to $1,060 per metric ton. Additionally, the significant depreciation of INR that has also impacted production and imported cost. Caprolactam spread declined from $674 per metric ton in Quarter 3 last year to $588 per metric ton in the current quarter, reducing profitability in this segment. However, the company effectively mitigated these cost pressures by optimizing its product mix towards more profitable fertilizers and industrial products and increasing capacity utilization. Further, reduction in natural gas prices 10% in Quarter 3 YoY and 1% in 9 months YoY provided some relief, helping to offset the rising cost of other raw materials. Subsidy rates for P&K fertilizers were lower on 9 months YoY basis, but the company successfully navigated the situation by boosting production and sales volume, ensuring operational efficiency and strategically positioning its product in key markets. In the upcoming Quarter 4, 2024-25, with favorable conditions reported for Rabi crops across major states, the country is poised for another strong harvest season. However, the fertilizer industry faces challenges due to price constraints, global supply conditions, and subsidy structures impacting production and imports. The company's focus will be on optimizing sales opportunity and ensuring strategic stock placement for the upcoming kharif season. Considering the market dynamics and planned annual shutdown of key fertilizer plants such as ammonium sulfate, ammonium phosphate sulfate, ammonia, and energy revamp exercise in case of urea, we have a target to book sales in the range of 3 lakh to 3.25 lakh metric ton in quarter 4. In the industrial product segment, the demand of our major industrial products from various application sectors is likely to remain stable to firm during the next quarter. However, passing from major industrial products is likely to be affected by cheap Chinese imports. Overall, the company expects stable demand and turnover in the industrial product segment in the coming quarter. As you are aware, we are a debt-free organization with a strong balance sheet and robust liquidity position. This financial strength is supported significantly by the government's proactive approach in ensuring the timely disbursement of subsidies. We have received subsidies for imported PNK fertilizers up to December 24, while the subsidy for indigenous PNK and urea have been received up to the second and third week of January 25 respectively. The organization is adhering to its strategic objectives with regard to capital expenditure. It is anticipated that sulfuric acid 5 project and urea 2 revamping project will be operational at the end of current fiscal year. I would like to express my gratitude for your patience in listening to my overview. Yes, we may now commence the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking for a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Nirav Jimudia from Anvil Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, team. Sir, I have a few questions to ask. So, sir, based on your opening remarks, on the fertilizer side, we have clocked close to around 23% manufacturing volumes, and if we include trading, I think it is around close to 25% volume growth. So, sir, is it possible to A, break down the PBIT, what we have clocked on the fertilizer segment in Q3, between how much we have done on the manufacturing side and how much on the trading side, A? And also, if you can share, like, with now urea revamp project getting close to commissioning, was urea profitable in Q3 of FY25? And with this commissioning of the urea plant, what sort of improvement we could see in per ton margins for urea?
Fertilizer output rose by 23% in bio-by.
Yeah.
So, in the quarter 3, there was lesser output in comparison to quarter 2 because of the availability of urea from the government side. But APS at Sikka unit and ammonium sulfate at HO or Baloda unit, we have increased the capacity and fertilizer production was higher. As far as profitability is concerned, we generally do not share the profitability product-wise because of this subsidy issues and all. So whatever we have presented in our publication and the investor site, that is available.
Correct. But sir, on the urea side, if you can share whether it was profitable in Q3 and with this revamp project getting close to commissioning, what sort of improvement we could see on the EBITDA per metric ton? Because if I'm not wrong, our GKL per metric ton could see 0.70, 0.75 GKL per metric ton savings. I think currently we are close to around 6.5, and with this revamp we could go close to around 5.8, 5.85. So what sort of benefits could accrue to us with this urea plant getting revamped?
Yeah, urea, there is a little margin available. There is no problem as such. And the plant is slated to be commissioned in the coming quarter. And then after we come to know how much energy reduction will be there. But we are sure that whatever norm set up, is set up by the government we will be achieving this.
Correct. Sir, generally, if we see last Q4 also, in terms of the fertilizer demand specifically for our AS and ASP, it's generally weak, and if I'm not wrong, last year you mentioned that we have to offer some sort of discounts also in order to place our volumes. I think what we have reported in terms of PBIT for this quarter is close to around 2500 rupees a ton in the fertilizer segment, combining everything, all the volumes. So if you can share that, how is the situation in Q4, whether still we have to provide some sort of discounts in Q4 to place our volumes, or the intensity of discounts would be lesser and we could report a better profitability? Because last year in Q4, fertilizer segment has a loss. So if you can share your views here.
Actually, profitability in the quarter two was basically due to the additional this dividend received around 100 crore rupees that has boosted the profitability of the company in quarter two, which is not available in quarter three.
No, sir, I'm talking about Q4 to Q4 of last year. So like the upcoming quarter of Q4, where because of the seasonality issue, last year Q4 you mentioned that we have to offer some sort of discounts in order to place our volumes. So like how would be the intensity of discounts in this Q4? Because last Q4, because of this discounts and everything, we had to suffer the losses on the fertilizer side. So if you can just help out with this.
Well, in the quarter four, I don't foresee any discounts will be there. So we have the limited stock, and that has been strategically placed in the market. And we have taken the shutdown during the lean season of the fertilizer sector as a whole. The quarter four, we have taken shutdown of various fertilizer plants like urea, APS, ammonium sulfate. So whatever fertilizer we are having in the stock and little production during the quarter four, we are specifically placing, and I don't see our marketing department does not foresee any increase in the discount. So profitability will be remaining same as in the quarter three. So if we correctly remember, quarter four last year was not a very good quarter. Around 25 crores of profit was reported in quarter four last year. So this year we can expect the better performance in quarter four.
Got it. Sir, second question is on the HX plant, which we recently commissioned in October. So if you can share your views on the same, like how much the production and sales in Q3, and possibly if you can share the profitability or the EBITDA contribution from this particular product, would be very helpful.
Yeah, HX sulfate plant is now stabilized after initial trouble. Teething troubles, and now it is stabilized at the rated capacity of 20 metric ton per day. So earlier we are having the one plant, HX1 crystal plant, that is having the capacity of 10 metric ton per day. So totaling we are getting 30 metric ton per day capacity. So there is no problem as such now, and we are regularly getting this capacity, even sometimes surpassing the 100% capacity also. As far as profitability of this product is concerned, we are quite comfortable. I cannot show the exact number because it is just the initial stage, and we are searching the market and getting the export substitution to penetrate in the market. But we are quite comfortable in the contribution side also, because as you know, in the caprolactam, capro benzene spread is reduced like anything, and there is hardly any contribution. So we are switching the contribution, production of caprolactam to HX sulfate plant.
Correct. And sir, given the kind of the spreads and the prices you have mentioned in the presentation for caprolactam, with the current level of benzene prices of close to $950 to $1,000 a ton, hypothetically, is like the prices of above $1,700 would help us to start making profits on the caprolactam side, or the break-even price for us is slightly higher than that?
No, break-even is just now $1,600. If we can say the caprolactam,
yeah, we
will break-even. So little improvement in the caprolactam pricing will suffice us to break-even in the caprolactam.
Got it. And sir, last question on the sulfuric acid side. Sir, if we just do some maths, and in terms of our production of AS and the other products in this quarter, I think our quarterly requirement of sulfuric acid comes to close to around 175,000-180,000 tons. So given the kind of price increases we have seen on the sulfur side and sulfuric acid prices also, and being used in the ammonium sulfate fertilizer, do we have some leeway in terms of passing on these cost increases in the market, or we have to absorb this cost and we can't pass on these cost increases to consumers?
Largely, sulfuric acid is we are producing in the Baroda unit where we manufacture ammonium sulfate. So the requirement of sulfuric acid in Baroda unit is met by our own production, which is quite competitive. And sometimes we are having the requirement, it is fulfilled by the long-term arrangement with the parties. So whatever the increase in the sulfuric acid prices there in the market, our production of ammonium sulfate or ammonium phosphate sulfate is not impacted. Additionally, we are going to capitalize sulfuric acid 5 plant. Yes. And after that, we will be having the additional capacity, what is the capacity we require to produce ammonium sulfate. So we can go in the market and sell our product after getting the production from sulfuric acid 5 plant.
Okay. So last question from my side, like, given the kind of profitability what we have seen on the industrial product side, are there any cost measures being initiated at the company level given the kind of current prices of Capro, Melamine and other products? Or let's say, are we introducing any other new products which in a way could help us to again come into the profits from the losses what we have been reporting on the industrial product side?
Yeah, we are taking 2-3 steps. One step, we are importing Anon, because Anon is imported only cheaper than our own cost of production in the Anon 1 plant, which is very old plant. So we are replacing Anon from the Anon 1 plant by the imported Anon. It is quite cheaper, so that it provides a little cushion in the caprolactam production cost. Okay. Second alternate, that we are reducing the caprolactam production and diverting this acid to acid sulfate plant. So that much caprolactam lesser is available for the market. So that 2-3 measures we are taking, but otherwise it is mainly dependent upon the international pricing of benzene and the caprolactam, and we cannot do much. Till the time we have the positive contribution, we will continue the production.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vaibhav Seth, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. My name is Vaibhav Seth. I am retail individual investor. My question is regarding, there are two questions. One is for EPS. As per the result, it is reported that EPA is on 31st. December 24 is 13.03, right?
Mm-hmm.
So can we expect for the quarter 4 result EPS around 16? And second question is, sir, where, as per the government circular issued in the year of 2023 regarding various corporate action, when shall we expect that kind of corporate tax apart from the dividend, which you are giving 30% of the net profit? Thank you. Please, sir, answer.
The EPS is reported annualized 9 months is 17.22, so which is surpassing your expectation of 16, what if I correctly heard from your question. So there is no problem achieving that EPS what you are expecting from the company. I could not understand this second question. Can you please repeat?
As per the circular from the Gujarat government in the year of 2023 for announcing various kind of corporate actions regarding bonus, buyback and all that kind of corporate actions.
Yeah, Gujarat government circular is there, and at appropriate time our board is taking the appropriate decision, like you have seen already.
We are hearing the same answers last since 2 years. So when can we expect, sir?
This is not, I can say you, and this is beyond my authority. It is ultimately the board and the Gujarat government chief secretary is our chairman. So, they will take the appropriate action.
Lastly, when I talk to the Ranavati sir, he has also answered the same way. Within 12 months, they will decide it. But it's been nearly 2 years. No action has been taken regarding bonus and buyback. Dividend you are giving 30% as per the circular. That is okay.
We have the robust expansion plan, as you know, that 2-3 plants we are going to capitalize within the next 6 months. So there is a lot of 500 crores amount is required to be paid to the suppliers. So this is one of the main reasons while considering the dividend payment or any other bonus or any other measures what you are expecting from the company. But after this, after year end, I think the capitalization will be over, and then at the time of making the dividend payment, the board will take the suitable decision.
You mean 31st March 25 or 26?
36.
26. Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
26. Yeah, so after that, there will be no expansion in pipeline, right?
Yeah, there are expansion pipeline. So, Bandhu project we will be capitalizing in this 25. And Bandhu project we will be capitalizing in the second half of 25. So, I think that afterwards we will look at our cash position and board will decide suitably.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Love Gupta from Counter Silicial Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. So my question was also regarding this Gujarat government issue order. And like by when can we expect a statement or an like indication of buyback or a bonus share based on the order?
That I have already replied that because of our CAPEX plan, robust CAPEX plan, we require some money to be expended for the growth of the company. And after 1 year or so, and all of our expansion current plan are executed, and then after board will decide suitable action in the 26.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Vivek, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
My question was also regarding the buyback, regarding the Gujarat government's notification. You are our voice, and I think you should take our voice to the board also, with many investors asking the same questions regarding the April 23 notification of the government of Gujarat regarding buyback. Sir, with regard to this, I will further add, you have told that 500 crores need to be paid. There are certain capital expenditure, but I will bring your notice to the fact that we have investments of around 7,000 crores and further cash and bank balance of 2,500 crores. So that is a hefty amount, sir. And as per your voice, only 500 crores need to be paid to the expansion portion. So again, I request that we investors should be rewarded by the Gujarat government's notification issued in April 23, sir. So I think you should take our voice to the board also.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly, I take note of your suggestion, and I will personally assure you to take your voice to our top management and the board suitably.
Yes, sir. We believe that the investment amount is very heavy. We are a manufacturing industry.
This whatever expenditure we are incurring, it is also for the growth of the company, and you will reap the benefit for future days to come. It is not for the anybody else. So whatever expenditure is, it will provide the quite a lot of efficiency booster to the company, and the profitability will be increased by that.
Right, sir. But then I'm talking about the investment portion, not the expenditure on the fixed asset portion.
Yes.
Investment portion is also very heavy, sir. So please take our voice to the board, okay, sir?
Sure, sir.
Right.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So firstly, as you outlined to the fact that the current capital work in progress is to the tune of rupees 500 crores. So if you could just elaborate, as we see in our investor presentation, page number 8, it has been mentioned that the solar plant and the Urea 2 revamping project will be capitalized by March. And I think so the sulfuric acid one would be done by the first half. This is all that we envisage towards the 500 crores to be capitalized, sir?
Yeah, one more project is there, that is GIPCL 75 megawatt solar power plant. So there is an investment of 50 crores rupees equity participation, and we will be getting 37.5 megawatt of cheaper power. And that is also expected in the first half of the next financial year.
Okay. Sir, if you could just elaborate, firstly, the efficiencies or the benefits on the cost front that the urea revamping and the solar power addition will add to, and also the volume and the bottom line getting positively impacted by the sulfuric acid project.
So as you see, Urea 2 revamping project is for the meeting the energy norms of the government. So by reducing the energy norms by 0.5 kilocalories, the reduction of the cost will be there for the company also. So I cannot just now in a position to give exact financial benefit. But roughly, what I remember is it will be impacting 30 to 35 crores of the cost reduction in the urea plant. Another sulfuric acid for a 5 plant, 198,000 ton per annum. So this, you know the sulfuric acid price in the market, it is very aggressive. So whatever the taxi consumption we are using, the sulfuric acid, half of or one third of the production of the sulfuric acid pipe, the rest will be available in the market to sell, and there is a good margin. As far as solar power and solar power at Charanka is concerned, it is 15 megawatt, so its cost will be 3 to 4 rupees per unit. So it will be in replacement of the costly power presently purchased from the GB or electricity boards. So that will be the cheaper power available to the company. Also 75 megawatt GIPCL, our share is 37.5 megawatt. So that is solar, due to solar power, this cost will be also around 4 to 5 rupees per unit. So presently the cost of power is 8 to 9 rupees per unit. So that will be the benefit company will be getting in the coming years.
Just to put it in nutshell, this there will be a 30 crore rupees saving annually for the urea revamp project that will have, or a one-time benefit of 30 crore?
No, this is the continuous, because the energy reduction will be a permanent feature, so this will be a continuous feature.
And how much have we invested, sir, in this revamping project?
Total around 450 crores.
450 crore. And this investment has gone over a period of how long we have been taken to deploy this 450 crore?
2 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And so pertaining to the sulfuric acid part, what is, sir, our current quarterly requirement of sulfuric acid, and with this plant being commissioned, how will our captive utilization and the our selling into the open market will be, what percentage?
So whatever the requirement presently we are having, we are purchasing 300 metric ton per day. So 40% of this capacity of the new sulfuric acid plant will be available for sale. So that is the bottom of my plan for new sulfuric acid pipe.
Okay. So we will be vertically integrated in terms of our requirement for sulfuric acid will be now met from our own in-house generation.
In-house generation and the long-term purchase agreement with the other parties. So that is also available at a very competitive rate, not as per the market prevailing rates.
Okay. So as all investors and the stakeholders have been pointing out towards every individual who is invested or has keen interest believes for the right intrinsic value and the right enterprise value for an organization like Gujarat State Fertilizer, which itself is a gold mine in terms of the assets it holds, both the operational assets as well as the financial assets. So we have always seen in past also that government generally hire agencies or the right set of people who can carve out or suggest the right medium by which value can be created for organizations as many old organizations like ours, which have many legacy cross holdings and other aspects which can be unlocked, and value creation can be done in the most beneficial way for both the promoters and the non-promoter entities. So our suggestion to the board would be to set an agenda by which this value creation exercise can be done, where the optimum use of the assets, both the financial assets as well as the physical operational assets, can be done to create the right value for the investing communities. This should be the clear motto, sir. We as an organization have been for the country as a provider of the continuity for fertilizer. We have also played a key role in the Atmanirbhar Bharat part of the story. But your investors have been lacking behind in terms of the value creation. So there is some gap that needs to be addressed, and we investors feel need to be done by the right set of people, and not correctly to undermine your importance, sir. But there are many various things which are needed to be addressed by the right set of the team. So we request your good self and the other board members kindly address our issue to the board members and also to our chairman, since we are on a recorded line. So this would be a good opportunity to carve out the right value, the right intrinsic value for investors at large. I hope the management will take care of what it owes to its investors, sir. And we hope for the continuity of the call. And I think that some more work should be done in terms of better putting more input in the investor presentation. We should look at our comparative data input by other competitors in the market, and better designation of the same should be done. These are my basic understanding, sir. And I hope for better times ahead, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I noted your suggestion.
Yeah. Thank you. Participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Nirav Jimudia from Anvil Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, 2-3 questions. So one, currently if we see, we are producing close to around 80,000 tons of caprolactam. So for this HX plant of 10,000 metric ton, how much would be used for our captive use?
HX sulfate. 1-to-1?
1-to-1.
Huh? 1-to-1. It is 1-to-1 actually.
Okay.
So 9,000, 10,000 metric ton per annum capacity of the HX sulfate plant. So that will be reduced from the caprolactam availability.
Got it. And sir, also if you can share in terms of our total capex for this 1,98,000 tons of sulfuric acid plant, which is getting commissioned this financial year. And also if you can share, like last time you mentioned that the new 1,98,000 tons of phos acid and sulfuric acid plant will have a capex of around 1,500 crores. So of that 1,500 crores, how much we have spent till now, and the plant which we are going to commission by March 25, how much is the total capex and how much we have spent till now?
Actually, there are two, three questions you have asked. This sulfuric acid 5 project that will be having around 250 odd crores rupees. That is in Baroda. So we are putting the facility to meet the requirement for production of ammonium sulfate.
Yes.
Second question, what you have asked, the Sikka phosphoric acid and sulfuric acid plant of 1500 crores. That is still in the detail engineering stage. So there is no much expenditure till now, but till the time we receive the detailed engineering done and the equipment is ordered, then only the expenditure will take place. Your third question was in the 31st March, what will the expenditure? It is around 200 crores we will be required to release the fund in the 2 months.
Correct. So the 500 crores capex what you mentioned which needs to be spent, of that 200 crores will be by March and 300 crores will be spent in next financial year, right?
In the next quarter or the first half of the 25.
Correct. But that doesn't include that 1500 crores of capex?
No, that doesn't include.
Correct. And sir, last question is like if with the commissioning of this sulfuric acid 5 plant of 198,000 tons, our total capacity of sulfuric acid will be now close to around 1 million ton. Hello.
Hello. Sir, are you there?
Just give me a moment. In here, the four plant me kitna sulfuric acid 1, 2, 3, 4. So this one.
Right. And sir, given the kind of our quarterly production for the fertilizers, how much is our quarterly requirement of phos acid?
See, phos acid requirement are there two places, Baroda and Sikka. Then we have planted Sikka, where we require around 400,000 of solution to run the plant at capacity level.
Okay.
And Baroda is lesser, it is around 180,000 tons of solution. So both capacity level, here we have our own plant of PA in Baroda, and Sikka we want to establish it, that is there.
Correct, correct. So this 198,000 would further bring down our requirement of phosphoric acid once the detail engineering and everything is complete, right?
Yeah.
And the last question from my side is on the rock phosphate side for our phosphoric acid. So are we in the process of getting some long-term contracts or investing in some of the mines outside India whereby our requirement of rock phosphate gets addressed or something of that sort? Are we in any discussions with any of the suppliers whereby that requirement could be taken care of?
Yeah, we are scouting for this rock phosphate and we have made a visit to our executive team along with our MD. Visited Dubai to source that. And Jordan rock phosphate and other suppliers, major suppliers we have spoken to. And we are quite hopeful rock phosphate availability is certain and there will not be any problem. However, at appropriate time, we will execute the agreement.
Thank you so much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Okay, well, thank you for the patient listening and we hope that we have given the satisfactory replies to all the callers and thank you once again for joining the call.
Sir, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of GSFC Limited, that concludes this conference. You may now disconnect your lines.